Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Kuf Beis. We're holding the final line on Kuf Aleph Umid Beis, where the Gemara begins Meisvei. Final line, Meisvei. You'll recall that two, three lines before the wide lines on Kuf Aleph Umid Beis, we had Omer Rav, Moshe Rabbeinu Kohen Gadol. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen Gadol. Wow. He was not only just a Kohen, he was a Kohen Gadol. Bottom line, Meisvei. Miriam Mihiskira, as we know, when Miriam spoke somewhat negatively about Moshe Rabbeinu, Tisoger Shivas Yomim, she unfortunately became a Metzora'as, only for a short period of time. And then after that, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, yeah, we can travel now because her Tzora'as left her. Now, we know when it comes to Hilchos Tzora'as, who's the one that makes the decisions as to whether this Nega Tzora'as is in fact a Nega, or whether it's just Gunished? It's the Kohen. Ah, so the question is, Miriam Mihizkir, who's the one that decided that Miriam, in fact, had a Negatzeras, that she has to be a Metzora Muzger? In other words, set aside from the rest of Klal Yisrael. So, if you're going to tell me, Im Taimer, Moshe Hizkira, the Moshe was the one that decided that she is a Metzoras, Moshe Zoru, the Ein Zor Royas and a Kohen. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Zor, meaning he was a non-Kohen. Ah, so you see why the Gemara is bringing this price and the Kasha already. Because we said a moment ago, the Rav said Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen Gadol. And here the price says he wasn't even a Kohen, he was a Zor. Okay, but before we get to the Teretz, the Gemara continues on the price. So Moshe Rabbeinu could not have said that she should go into Metzora Muzger because of the status, because he was only a Zor and not a Kohen. V'yom Tov, you're going to go and tell me, well, Aharon, he should have been. Aharon is Gira. Aharon was a Korev. He was a relative. How was he a relative? He was a brother of Miriam. Vein Korev Royas Anegoyim. I know you're all saying to yourselves, well, that the same thing applies to Moshe Rabbeinu as well. But the reason why the Braisa told us that Moshe was a Zor, because he's saying not only was he a Korev, he couldn't have said anything anyway because he wasn't a Kohen. He was a Zor, so he was double disqualified. Not only was he a Mishpacha, he was a brother, also because of the fact that he was a Zor. So who was the one that made the decision whether or not she's in fact a Metzeras or not? Ela kovet godol cholek la kodesh baruch hu lemeriam, a kodesh baruch hu b'chvoide v'atzmoi. He himself shared his honor, so to speak, with Miriam, Oysa Shoen, in that time. And he said, Ani Kohen, temporarily, Haya Kodesh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel, I will be the temporary Kohen. Vani Mazgira, and I will be the one that's going to go and decide. Ani Cholta, Vani Poitra. In other words, I'm going to take care of her whole Mitziras status, both to go and set her aside, and also to go and free her, that she's no longer Mitzira. So that's a very interesting shtickel agoda, if you will. But what do I extract from this brisa? I see very clearly that Moshe Rabbeinu was not a Kohen. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Zor. Moshe Zoru. And we said before that not only was he a Kohen, he was a Kohen Gadol. Tanimias, Moshe Zor vein Zor. Royes anegoyim. A Zor is not qualified to see Negoyim.
But Elazar and Itamar were not qualified because they were nephews? They were still too
close as Krovim? That's a good question vis-a-vis the Braisa, but it
not,
could
not,
be...
Not, not our topic.
Exactly. The question is, Moshe Rabbeinu, was he a Kohen or was he a Zor? But what you're saying is logical. There are also nephews would also be qualified or disqualified as Krovim. So who's going to take over? Om Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Shani Maris Negoyim, the Arnu Von of Ksuvim Beparisha. Oh, what the Gemara is telling us is that the din of Maris Negoyim is not a din in Kohanim or Kahuna, but rather it's a din in Aharon Uvonav. What does that mean? So, if you look in the beginning taka of the Parashas Metzora, in Vayikra Yud Gimel, what does it say in Vayikra Yud Gimel? Vayikra Yud Gimel, that's in Parashas Tazria, it's not in Parashas Metzora, and it says, okay, in beginning Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Beis, page 318. Adam ki yavi or b'sarai se'es isapachas v'heres. He has a blemish on his skin. V'hoi ba'or b'sarai le'negatzeras. It looks like a negatzeras. What does he do? V'hu ve'elaharin hakoyin oy elachad mibanov hakoyhanim. What our Gemara is telling us is that the din of tzaras is not to show it to a Kohen per se, but expressly and explicitly Aharon and his Bonav. Ah, even though the Pasuk, of course, refers to him as Aharon HaKohen and Echad Mibonav HaKohanim, but the way our Gemara is learning is that this is not a staple of the Kahuna, a requirement of the Kahuna, but rather this was a requirement of Aharon. I wouldn't say a requirement. This is the only people that were eligible and qualified to go and decide Maris HaGoyim at that time were Aharon and his two sons. Because that's why it says, it doesn't say Lekahanim, it says Aharon, and we know for sure that Moshe Rabbeinu was not Aharon, and he was not Echad Mibonav HaKohen. So therefore, he could have been a Kohen after all, and that it says Zohar, it just means Zohar, that he's not Aharon and one of his children. Yeah, you have a question?
Moshe?
Yes?
Moshe, he was serving as Kohen before the inauguration of the Aharon.
Beautiful.
And the status continues, well, even though he doesn't serve it.
I'm on your side, believe me, Reb Shlomo. But remember, that's how we started with the Gemara. Amar Rav Moshe Rabbeinu not only was a Kohen, he was a Kohen Gadol. And so therefore, Frank Gemara, if he was a Kohen Gadol, then he should have been qualified and competent to be able to decide whether Miriam is a Mitziras or not a Mitziras. Why does the Brisa say that he's a Tzar? Shlomo just told us very clearly he wasn't a Tzar, he served as Kohen. What's going on? So the Gemara says, you're right, he did serve as Kohen. But the din of Tzaras decision is not the in the hands of Kohanim per se, but rather at that time only Aharon Uvan. How do we know? Because the Pasuk doesn't say go and bring it to the Kohen. It says go and bring it to Aharon or to his Vanov. So we see they were the ones that had, if you will, the monopoly on deciding who's a Mitzayra and who's not a Mitzayra by Yom Mehaim at that time.
We have the principle of the Shabbat coin, the Bar coin, coin. It always says coin later on in the parsha.
So the good news is that the Gemara is going to say in another few lines that it's Kitanoi. In fact, it's a Machlokes Tanoim, and we're not going to stay with this Teretz ultimately. But at this point, you're right. The Pasuk said, Vahu Velakoyim, Varoa Koyim, 100%. And the Gemara continues on, Meisvei, Chomesh Smochois, Hois Elisheva Yeseira Albanois Yisrael. On that day, what was that day, says Rashi, the day of Hukam HaMishkan, which was Rish Chodesh Nisan, the official inauguration of the Mishkan, Elisheva, who is Elisheva? That was the wife of Aharon. What was her full name? Elisheva Bas Aminadov. She was the wife of Aharon. So she had five titles on that day of the Kamas HaMishkan. What five titles? Number one, Yavam over here means brother-in-law, even though we normally think of a Yavam in the sense of Chas HaSholem, when the brother passed away, they have to be Miyavim. True. But nevertheless, that person has the status of the permanent Yavam, if Chalila something were to happen. So Yavamah, her Yavam was the Melech. Who's the Melech? That means Moshe Rabbeinu. Isha, her husband, was Aharon the Kohen Gadol. That's two. Vino, her son, meaning Isamar, actually, not Isamar, but Elazar, I'm sorry, my apologies, Elazar, was the Skan. Skan means he was the second in command in the Kahuna. He was the right-hand man, so to speak, to his father, Aharon. Ben-Bina, her Enikel was Moshiach Muhammad. Who was the Enikel? None other than Pinchas. How do I know that he was the Moshiach Muhammad? Says Rashi, because in the Mechemes Midyan, it says, yes, Pinchas ben Elazar ha-Koyin la-Tzava. So he was the one that made all of the announcements. Shema Yisrael, atam krevim hayom l'machama, Eloi veichem, don't be nervous, don't be concerned, don't be fearful, Hashem will be with you, Shema Yisrael, etc. Like you have in the parish of the Meshuach Muhammad. The Ochiha and her brother was Nasi Shevet, that was Nachshon ben Aminodov, her name was Elisheva Bas Aminodov, so brother and sister. And therefore she had therefore five crowns, five titles. Her brother-in-law is one, Melech. Isha, her husband, is Kohen Gadol, is two. Her Beno Skan is three. Her Enikel, Pinchas, Mishum, Muhammad is four. Vachia, and her brother, Nasi, was five. Can you imagine?
Yechus, wow.
Can you and she was the happiest lady alive on that day, because, and the Gemara refers to it as Chomish Smocha. She had a
Simcha. Why says that day? It definitely happened over many days.
Oh, I'll tell you, very good. The reason why is because now, we're coming to tell you, you could be the happiest person alive and have all of this yichas, but unfortunately, she was also Avela al Shnei Vonel. That's the next five words of the Gemara, yeah. Next four words. but she was also an Avela, she had to be now originally an Oneness, together with the rest of the family. She was an Oinein, and then of course she had to sit Avelas, because she lost her two sons, Nodav Va'avil. So that was, of course, only on that day. It wasn't earlier, it wasn't the next 7 days, but that was that day. She comes in proudly and happily and smiling ear to ear, but unfortunately, by the time of the end of the day, she was Ba'avilas. Okay, so why have we brought this? I mean, it's very nice. But Kitoni Mias, Yevama, her brother-in-law, Moshe was Melech. It's Masha Melech in Kohen Gadol. Why didn't say that he was Kohen Gadol? Everyone, Ema, Af Melech, Mishka Kasha. Aharon, who's the next one on the list, is Isha Kohen Gadol. He was only the Kohen Gadol. Moshe Beno had both Melech. Now he was on Kohen Gadol, but he was also the Melech at that time.
But so, but they have two Kohen Gadol, though.
Yeah, well, that's you should ask that kasha yesterday. Omer Moshe Beno Kohen Gadol. How could he be Kohen Gadol? Aharon Kohen was a Kohen Gadol.
We have cases where Kohen Gadol is psul on Kippur, and there's another Kohen Gadol crown.
Yeah, but it's so standby.
You have emeritus, you have a Kohen Gadol working one and an emeritus one.
Well, I see that everybody's very, very annoyed and very concerned about this. Kitanoi, we're going to have Machloikas to know exactly what the status of Moshe Rabbeinu was, as we'll see in the Yetzer Shem momentarily. But before we continue on, we spoke briefly here about Pinchas. You'll recall that yesterday we said that Pinchas was Zoche because of the fact that he was Mekane Kinnah Shem Tzvokos against Zimri, and then subsequently he made Sholem in the times of Yehoshua ben Nun. And remember, we had the Toisis that said that because of that he was Zoche, that all the Kohanim Gedolim subsequently, both by the first Beis Hamikdash and the second Beis Hamikdash, how many Kohanim Gedolim were there all together? 380. All were Yotze Chalotzim, all of them were his Einiklach. And Toisis said the reason is, well, that's the reason, he brings from the Sifri that we learned from the Pasuk as Brisi Sholoim. We said Sholem is Begimatria 380, but only if you make the Vav into Vav Ketia. And Mendy wanted to know where this appears, and therefore I told him I'm going to look it up. And we have over here, this is Mayana Shel Torah. He brings it the name of the Sefer Kosnois Oyer. I don't know who the Kosnois Oyer is. He writes, Matzino betoisvis zvochem daf kuf aleph. Oh, our toises. Kehemet Pinchas Sholei Shmeyos v'shmoinim kehanim gedoilim b'bayis rishon shmoinim v'bayis sheni shloi shmeyos. That's the choices. Zeu eifoi haremez shebois vav haketua shel shalom. This is the remez that we see from the vav that was cut short in the word shalom. Haniris kois yud. If you look at it, it looks like a yud, not like a vav. Kimemela oila haminyan. By calling vav a yud, then you get exactly shalim shin lamed yud mem, which is the gematria of sholish meyos ushmainim 380. Remember, you want to see it in time, remember, you believe.
Would that pass of the Torah? Would that pass of the Torah? Because then we are...
You are raising a very, very important issue. This is not, this Vav Ketiyah is not our Gemara, but Gemara elsewhere tells us that the Vav of Pinchas has to be written cut short. Then all the Mepharshim say, oh, vay, it looks like a Yud, it doesn't look like a Vav. Now we're going to have a problem. So you have to look in the Sifrei Torah. It's not that they just leave a short Vav, they cut the Vav Ketiyah, they cut it in the middle. And therefore you have a Vav, and then if you look carefully in your Sifrei Torah, you'll see that there's a space between the top of the Vav and the bottom of the Vav. Later, Poskim made a said that that itself could still be problematic, because if they're not connected, it still looks like a Vav. So they still looks like a Yud. So the minhag today of all the Sofrim is that when they cut the Vav, they cut it at an angle. They don't cut it just with a short yud and then a piece down below just dangling. They cut it at an angle, and therefore, if you have a good imagination, you see the entire Vav, but you also see that slit in the Vav, which is the kiyum of the Vav Ketiyah. But there's a lot of ink has been spilled, or not spilled, but has been written on this missing ink in the Vav, where it looks like a Vav Ketiyah.
It's interesting, because Pinchas wasn't a Kohen until 40 years later, so Elisheva has this chos, this simcha, mm-hmm. of her grandson being the Meshuach Mahama, mm-hmm. so he's not actually a Kohen until 38 years or 7 years later.
Because you're learning like... So the two of you are now refreshing our memories vis-a-vis yesterday's machlokes. Because as you recall, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon challenged Rabbi Nechemiah. Rabbi Nechemiah had said that the reason why the chatas had been burned was because of aninus, and there was nobody else to go and eat from it. Mm-hmm. So the beauty of Shimon, why wasn't there? Halei Pinchas, Hayimon Pinchas could have eaten from it. Mm-hmm. So what does Reb Nechemya add to answer to that? He says he wasn't a Kohen yet. He only became Kohen years later, the times of Zimri. So Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon didn't know the Psukim, the Torah. They knew, they felt that he was already a Kohen already at that time. And the bracha that was given 40 years later was that it's going to continue with his progeny, that it's going to be Liyaches Zarei Achrav. In fact, that's what the Pasuk tells us. Bris Kunas Oilam, a tremendous bracha. And that bracha included, like we just recited a moment ago, not only you, Pinchas, are a Kohen, and will continue to be a Kohen for the rest of your life, but all of your children will eventually be Kohanim Gedoilim, not all the children, but all the future Kohanim Gedoilim, will be the Eimikloch of Pinchas HaKohen. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, Zutimora Kitanoi, this whole discussion about Moshe Rabbeinu, whether he was a Kohen Gadol or not a Kohen Gadol, which is a very hot issue. Everybody here at the table has different views on the matter. In fact, there's a machlokes tonight. It says in the Pasuk, "Vayichar af Hashem b'Moshe." What is this all about? Kadosh Baruch Hu asked Moshe Rabbeinu to go to Paroi and to go and tell him, Kadosh Baruch Hu is taking Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, and you better listen. If you don't listen, you're just going to get makos. He also asked Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Klal Yisrael the good news that they're soon going to be released from Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu, in his great modesty, said, "I'm a kvad peh. I cannot be the speaker of the house. I can't be a speaker at all. I'm a kvad peh. Kenish redden, you know." And the Kodesh Baruch Hu asked Moshe Rabbeinu again and again, and each time he said, "I can't, I can't." And the Kodesh Baruch Hu eventually got angry. Now, what does it say in the pasuk? If you have the Torah or Hashalem, number one or the Aleph. Vayichar av Hashem b'Moshe, vayoymer halei Aaron achicha halevi, your brother Aharon, your dati kidab yidaber hu, he is going to be now appointed as the speaker of the house. Vegam hinehu yoitz lekrasecha, he's soon going to go and greet you as you return to Mitzrayim from Midian. V'roachav v'samach b'libo, he's going to smile and he's going to see you. He's going to be my entire breed of Moshe Rabbeinu. Now notice it says in the pasuk, most of us know, especially from the previous brisa, that he was a Kohen, a Nishkalaivi. What's going on over here? Okay, so don't get too agitated. We're going to discuss this momentarily. Zog the Gemara. Would you like to sit in the preeminent spot of Brother Shai?
That would be a great
honor.
You
won't be shy. Okay. And if you don't mind.
Okay, I know.
Red Bashai, you mochel that the Shelly should sit there?
This is the brain. I couldn't ask for a better honor.
Oh, can you imagine?
So wow. Your daughter got married Monday night. I think that outdoes it.
No, it's a close second.
Oh, okay. You're funny on
that. Vayichar af Hashem b'Moshe, says Yimor Rabbi Shua ben Korcho Eimer, Kol Charoin af Shebetoyle Nemer Boi Roishem, V'ze Loi Nemer Boi Roishem. What does that mean? Anytime that you find in the Torah that says that someone got angry at someone, typically the Pasuk follows up by saying, and he did something as a result of that charoin af. Rashi, on the right-hand side, gives us three separate cases, one in Shmuel, one in Eoiv, and then finally in Bereshis, where someone got angry at someone, and then unfortunately it left a roishim. Roishim, of course, literally means makes an impression, but here it doesn't mean makes an impression. Rashi says that sometimes when the person gets angry, pa'omim hako'o, see if you want to look at the Rashi, about 10, 12 lines from the top of the Amud, nemer boi roishim, simen ma shel charoin hoyesham. They leave over some sort of mark, an impression that there was a charoin av previously. What are those marks or impressions that they leave? Pa'omim hako'o, sometimes they get a patch. Pa'omim nazifa, sometimes they go into nazifa, that means they go and look at that person with terrible disdain, as if the person is in chayrim type of thing. Upamim klola v'gidav, and sometimes he's cursed. And Rashi gives three separate examples. Ayin sham. Over here, it just says a Kodesh Baruch Hu got angry at Moshe, but then we don't see that a Kodesh Baruch Hu hit Moshe or cursed Moshe or acted in a negative fashion towards Moshe. Gunish. So that's what Yeshua ben Korcha says. Kol charon afish tayir nema v'roishim. Over here, nothing followed after the charoin af. Reb Shimon Yechoy Oimer, no, you're misreading the pasuk. Avzeh nema boi roishim. Shenemer, Hale Aaron Ochicha Halevi. Freiti Mura, Levi? Well, Koinu. It's the Koin, the Koin Gudel. What do you tell me, Levi? So, Hoki Kamar says the Kodesh Baruch. Ani Amarti Atakoin. It was my plan that you, Moshe Rabbeinu, you should be the Koin. Vahu Levi, he should be the Levi. Achsha, because of the fact that you keep on saying, no, I can't, I'm not worthy, I can't be the speaker, etc., and you don't want to listen, Vayicharaf, Kodesh Baruch got angry. Achsha, Vahu Koin, I take away the Kuna from you. And I give the kahuna to your brother, to Ahan, Viat, and you're going to be the Levi.
But he had it for 8 days.
Well, you're not so quickly.
I'm sorry.
No problem. It's ketanoi. It's a machloikis tanoi. So what the Gemara is suggesting at the moment, that he did not have kahuna at all, or at least he was a kohen prior to that statement of Yicharaf Hashem. Now he said, Levi, no longer kohen, I'm taking that away. But how? Vus, then we're not done yet. Said the Chacham, like Shelley said a moment ago, that Moshe Rabbeinu was only a Kohen Gadol for 7 days. That's it, not before, not later. The Yesh Omrim, others say, Leiposka Kohuna, Elamizaro Shel Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen from day one until his final day on this world at the end of 120 years. That's when the Kohuna ended. And that we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away the kahuna from Moshe, not from Moshe individually. Moshe Rabbeinu was kohen for the rest of his life. Elo mizaro shel Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, but you're a one generation kohen. Your son, unfortunately, and your progeny, your children, are not going to be kohanim. How do I know? Shneimer says in the pasuk. Moshe ishu lekim, bonav yikaru al shevet alevi. His children are no longer going to be called kohanim. They're going to be called Leviim. Why do we say only Bonav? It should say Moshe Rabbeinu was also Nikra al Shevet Levi. Is a simon because he was not, because he was part of the Shevet Levi. It goes without saying. However, he's going to continue to be Kohen for the rest of his life, and the children will be, in a sense, if you will, demoted, no longer Kohanim, they'll be Leviim. So therefore, as you see, for all of those that were upset or had views as Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen, wasn't a Kohen, it's a multi-views of the various Tanoim in this price. The Oimer, and furthermore, I have another eye. Moshe v'Haran b'Chayhanov. Moshe and Haran were among the Kahanim. Oh, Koyin. Ushmul v'Koyin Shemoy. Pray to my v'Oimer. What do I need the back of v'Oimer for? The previous pasuk says, Bonav Yikaro, Shevet Alevi. I see from that already that Moshe Rabbeinu was Koyin until the rest of his life. And it's only the Bonim that now reverted to Levi status. Maybe you're going to go and tell me the doyrei su dechsev. Ah, maybe pshat is, explains Rashi, that when it says bonav yikar al shevet alevi, this pasuk is no longer in Chumash. This pasuk is in Divrei Hayomim, and Divrei Hayomim says Moshe Rabbeinu is no longer; he already has passed away. But bonav yikaru, his children, they will continue to be called al shevet alevi. Meaning that it's possible that Moshe Rabbeinu himself, based on this pasuk alone, already lost his Kohen status, Bechayav, during his lifetime. And all the Pasuk is saying is, now that Moshe Rabbeinu has passed away, his Bonim are continuing that legacy and that title of being Leviim. But maybe, in fact, Moshe Rabbeinu was not Kohen for the rest of his life. Aye, so why does the Pasuk tell us, Bonav Yikaru? Because we're now further on into history. Moshe Rabbeinu has already passed on. And now we're saying, all of the Bonim that can show their Yichas brief, that they all happen to be children, Einiklach, Ir Einiklach, descendants of Moshe Rabbeinu, they all belong to the Shevet HaLevi, and in fact, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Chayim Chiyusa, when he was alive, he was also already from the Shevet HaLevi, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu had demoted him from Kahuna to Leviim. That's what I might have thought, based on that Pasuk alone. That's why we have another Pasuk. No, Moshe V'Haran V'Chehanim. Moshe, for the rest of his life, together with Aharon, they were Kahanim until they passed away. Not that Moshe abruptly lost his kahuna, he was kahuna forever. Zokti Mar, so what have I seen now? So I see from this, that we said yesterday, that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen Gadol, and that I say now on the bottom, that Moshe was a Zar, and therefore it seems to be, and then now this final braisa that we had, Yivom and Melech, that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Melech, and perhaps therefore not a Kohen Gadol, says he, well, it really depends on this Machlokes Tanoim, whether or not for the rest of his life he was a Kohen, was he not a Kohen. So we have the various different views recited in this Brisa. But now we go back to the beginning of the Braisa, where Rabbi Shimon ben Karcha says, whenever it says Vayichar Af, in the Torah, Charoin Af always leaves a mark, an impression, something more than just the anger, but something happened. Let me show you a pasuk. Moshe Rabbeinu was there for the final meeting with Paroi, where he told him, if you're not going to let them out of Mitzrayim, all the Bechorim are going to die at Chatzos Laila, so you better shape up or ship out Paroi. And Paroi said, forget about it. I'm not going to go and listen to you. So Moshe Rabbeinu got very angry. We don't see anything happening post that in the pasuk. I don't see any roishim. And for the Gemara, on Bereish Lakish, even though the Torah doesn't tell us, Sitoroi v'yotza, Moshe Rabbeinu in fact gave a patch to Paroi. Gave a patch across the face. Wow. Can you imagine?
Wow.
Can you imagine? Moshe Rabbeinu
was powerful. Man in the world.
Anyway, that's what he did. Sitoroi v'yotza. So therefore, there was a roshim.
It was the most powerful.
Yeah, powerful. That's beautiful. That was a powerful word that you just said now. Shkoyach for sharing that with us. Anyway, the bottom line is, says the Gemara, there was a follow-up to the Charoin Af, even though it's not recorded, and that's the Gemara Patch. This is who's speaking. This is Reish Lakish. Could Reish Lakish perhaps said something like that? Voksiv. Shteitachim Pasik, earlier on, when Kadosh Baruch Hu originally sent Moshe Rabbeinu to greet Paroi, so Moshe Rabbeinu says, where am I going to find him? So said a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the best thing is, go in the morning to the Nilus. Like you have pasuk number five, and number, hey, Leichel Paroi Bebeiker, Hina Yoitzi Hamayim Avnitzavto Lekrasa Yatzvasa Ya'or, etc. Why did he go to the Nilus? We know what Rashi said about that. Yes. To relieve himself, because he wanted to show that he's a god, he didn't have to relieve himself for the rest of the day. Apparently he didn't drink anything for the rest of the day either, because otherwise, okay, anyway. But getting back to the Gemara, so it says, when it's after the cross, so you should stand there. So what does that mean, you should stand there? V'yom Reish Lakish. Melechu. The Paroi is the king. V'hasber lo'i ponim. And now go and show him ponim. In other words, go and stand at attention. It's after the cross, when you see him, maybe you give him an army salute, maybe you go and bow down to him. Hasber lo'i ponim, in other words, treat him with the respect that you would treat royalty, because he's a melech. So that's the Venitzaf. So the obvious question, of course, is Reish Lakish a moment ago says, Moshe Rabbeinu, give him a patch and put him around. Didn't Kadosh Baruch Hu give him the message initially? No, he's the Melech, treat him with respect.
That was the beginning of the story.
Maybe the Gemara could have given that tarot, but the Gemara gives another tarot. So don't be upset, but you understand the kasha, yeah?
Yeah.
And for the Gemara, right, so that was Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Roshahu, Veheyes Panecha, boy, quite to the opposite. When you say Venitzafta, stand there defiantly, like we saw, you see, by Dosan Vaviram, Yotsu Nitzavim. They were standing there in defiance of Moshe Rabbeinu. So here too, says Rabbi Yochanan, Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, he is a Arusha, that he's tough to stand there with a, not with a smile and with a salute, but with a very, whatever way you would normally greet a person who's a Russian. Okay, so what's Pshat and Reish Lakish? So Teretz number one, Barry already gave a Teretz. And what's that Teretz? That was a year ago at the time of the first Makkah. Now we're talking 12 months later, and he's a bad guy. And Gemara apparently was not happy with that Teretz, because Gemara assumes that if Kadosh Baruch Hu said he's a Melech, treat him with respect. You have to treat him with respect as long as he still has that title of Melech. And therefore, says Gemara, Eipuch, let's go and reverse it. In other words, Reish Lakish was the one that said, Rosh Hu Beis Ben Echaboy. Oh, Aritaki give him a badge. And it was Rabbi Yochanan that said, Melechu Behaz Melechpan. It's good. Right. Rabbi Yanai, Lo'ilam Tei Eimes Malchus Alecha. A person should always go and be, the word Eima we think of being fearful, but it really means respectful. Yes, or go and have awe of the king and treat him with respect, etc. How do I know? The Siv says in the Pasuk, V'yordu kol avedecha, Eila Eilai v'shtachvu li leymar, Tzei'at v'cholom ha'shib raglecha, etc. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu say? Moshe Rabbeinu said to Paroi, if you're not going to listen to Paroi, you know what's going to happen? Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to go and bring the Makkos Bechoros at Chatzos, and then everybody is going to be fearful of what's going on. There'll be death in every single house. Your avodim are going to come down to me, and they're going to go and beg me, and they're going to go and say, Moshe Rabbeinu, release us from all of these terrible calamities, and let everybody leave from Mitzrayim.
Maybe it was figurative that he got a smack in the face.
Okay.
You insulted him to his face, maybe. Right.
Okay. Anyway, you can all write Hagois on the side as to your views on the matter.
Even an insult to a king is... I mean, can you imagine insulting Trump to his face? I mean, do you imagine the...
Yes,
I mean...
He will return the insult. You have nothing to worry about.
That book anyway. Already passed a lot of mices.
Okay, so again, right up. So the Gemara says, V'yod kol vecha ele lai, v'ilu l'dite l'ka'amar lai. But he didn't say, you yourself are going to go and cry and beg.
Crawl to me.
Only be the only Ravadim. And Rashi says, and we know from the Psukim later on, in fact, he himself, Pari, came and said, please, get out of here. You're causing all of this mass havoc and destruction and death throughout our whole Mitzrayim. So why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu say that? He didn't say that because he wanted to still give kavod malchus to Pari. Rabbi Yochan Amar Mihacha, I have even a better right. It says a pasuk in Nach, a pasuk in Melachim. V'yad Hashem hoise el Eliyahu, v'yishanes mosna v'yoretz lefnei Achav. What is this talking about? This was shortly after the Maisa of Eliyahu Bahar HaKarmel. Eliyahu disproved Achav and all of his 400 Nevi Habal, that the whole bunch of baloney, and everybody then... Sorry?
Baloney.
Oh, beautiful. What would we do without you, Brother Shali? Anyway, now that you're also a brother, you're sitting in Brother Shai, even though it says in the Pasuk, Al Kiso La Yeshev Zar, we really shouldn't allow you to, but since you're instilling this shir with so much wit and good humor, that's great. Yeah. Okay, anyway, getting back to our Gemara. So it says about Eliyahu HaNavi, says in the Pasuk, Eliyahu had now defeated all of the Nevi Habal, and they all ran away, and Achav was left there all by himself. And Eliyahu HaNavi should have been, you know, very proud as bunch. Oh, he was the one that was victorious in this whole incident. And guess what happened? And Achav was there by himself, and Eliyahu was there by himself. And Eliyahu says, it's a pasnish for the king to ride on his own. He's going to go return home to the palace. People are going to say, a king on his own, what happened to all of his military and the whole 18-gun salute and the whole entourage and the guns? Oh. So therefore, Eliyahu said, you know what? I'm going to be Shanis Muslim. He girded his loins, Vayoritz, and he ran ahead in front of Achav in the sense to go and proclaim, right. Just like when you have a motorcade today, right, of the president or king, whatever, there are always 12 cars before you get to the actual car where the president or the king is. So he went in front to say, good news, the king is coming. Yeah, yeah, the king. Even though the king was a tremendous Russia, but that's what Rabbi Yana is saying. You have to treat the king with respect, no matter how bad he is.
Yeah, but that's way beyond.
So now you can learn a kavachomer, and then certainly a little bit of respect to Chabad. It doesn't say necessarily you have to rise to the occasion like Eliyahu and be machmir in the respect, but it goes and tells you, yes, you have to respect the king, good or bad, a king is a king. Amar Ula, Bikesh Moshe Malchus Lei Nosnulai. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to be Melech, and they didn't give it to him. I know all of you are already going to be screaming. Didn't we say before, Yevam HaMelech, that Elisheva said he's a Melech. And Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to be Melech. Then, yeah, okay. Rabbi said, don't get too nervous. We're going to get to that. Baruch Hashem, everybody's so active today. Ah, Givaldik. They didn't give it to him. How do I know? It says in the Pasuk, Al Tikrav Haloim. This is talking about the Masa of the Burning Bush by the Sneh. Take off your shoes. So what do we see this about Malchus? The Ein Haloim El Malchus. How do we know Haloim means Malchus? Remember, it says in the Pasuk. This is David and Melech speaking. Vayavi Amelech David, Vayeshev Lefnei Hashem, Yoshev, Vayeshev, Lefnei Hashem, Vayom, and he said to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Mi Anoichi Hashem Alekim, Umi Veisi, Kavioisani Ad Haloim. I don't deserve to be king, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who am I? Who's my family that you should have gone and endowed upon me and given me the Malchus, the word Halayim? Ah, so we see Halayim means Malchus, and so therefore Moshe Rabbeinu wanted the Malchus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'll take Rav Halayim. You're not going to get the Malchus. Masiv Rav, Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, didn't we just say at the top of the Amid that Rabbi Shmuel said, even though we didn't quote the name Rabbi Shmuel, but he said the Chomish Smachis, one of them was Yevama Melech. So I see that he was a king after all. Make up your mind. Amar Rava. Loyul Zarei Ka'amar. Ah, when it said over there in the Pasuk, that you're not going to get haloim. What was the lashon of the pasuk again? Al tikrav haloim, and we said that haloim means malchus. That means yes, you will be melech, but that malchus is not going to be more than one generation. Okay. So when Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, none of his sons went and became melechim after him. But rather, in fact, Yeshua ben Nun was the next quote unquote melech, the next leader of Chayisra. Ah, so that's what we mean. Loyal zarekama. That means ledoirais. So in other words, haloim doesn't mean that you're king. It means you and your legacy, your
dynasty,
your progeny, they're all going to be king. It means for ledoirais. What does it say in the pasuk by Shaul HaMelech? Havo oid haloim ish, that you are going to go and be the melech, Shaul HaMelech. But Shaul HaMelech was only one generation. Mm-hmm. After Shaul came David HaMelech. Mm-hmm. So what are you telling me that Haloi means Loi Ulezaroi Ledoirois? And for the Gemara is the who in Zarei Loi, only he became the king and not Zerah, not his children. So says Gemara, first of all, you forgot something.
Right.
Ishboishes' son, in fact, was Melech. He was only Melech for 2 years, but he was Melech. So don't tell me it was only Shaul. Also Ishbosheth. Oh, but you're going to say, yeah, but we mean all generations, the Doiras. In fact, initially, he could have, would have, should have been Melech and all of his generations. That's one reason. And Nimar gives another. Kidder Lazar Amar of Chanina, Bishosha Poiskim Gidula, the other Manakabar, who gives, grants a person Gidula, leadership, king, whatever. Normally, it includes, continues on for all generations. Shinema. Lo yigra mitzadik einov, v'yes melochem lekisei, but rather it's going to continue on not only for you, but for future generations. However, if the person becomes pompous and arrogant, then a Kadosh Baruch Hu mashpil, a Kadosh Baruch Hu claps him down. Shinema. Now this pasuk that we're going to quote now is one pasuk after the earlier pasuk of Lo yigra mitzadik. These psukim are back to back in Ehoiv. And what does it say in the pasuk? V'im asurim bezikim, yilochtim bechavli oin. And that is that if this person is miskar. Now, we leave out a couple of words which are crucial, and that is this pasuk is pasuk number, here in my Gemara it says 20, on the side I don't even see a 20, it goes to 15.
It's number 11.
Number 11. So there seems to be some printing mistake over here.
Right.
But don't get upset, these things happen. So if you look,
We're open for a refund for the Torah Shalom.
Exactly, we need a refund. Right. So go back to number 10, which was the earlier pasuk. La yigra mitzadik einav yes melochim lakisei, by yeshivem lo netzach. You become a melech that stays with you forever and ever. But the next word is vayigbohu. However, if you become a balgaiva, what happens, says pasuk number 11, v'im asurim bezikin, even if you were previously tied in chains, big heavy chains, yilochdun bechavle oini. Ultimately, those big metal chains are going to be converted into ropes made out of oini, of aniyim, of poverty. So what the pasuk is saying is, yes, now you have all your grandeur. You're the king, you're powerful, great. But you're going to go and be magbi yourself, you're going to exalt yourself, you're going to be pompous and arrogant. Eventually it's going to be chavli oini, it's going to be, you lose all of that great status as king. Ah, so that's what he was saying. It's not only the children can become king, but even he himself lost the kingship after a while because he became a bagai.
Pardon me?
Quick while you're ahead.
I just want to say, the only excitement today is because last night was Nitzel Nach. So when you're deprived of something, it's exciting when it comes back.
Yeah, very good.
Sure, right.
I think it's a statement, absence makes the
heart grow fonder.
So get lost.
So the absence of learning last night, of course, Nitzel Nach. I'm sorry, yes. Shai, brother Shai.
How does one learn, how does we read the passage Al Tikrav Haloim according to the Pshat that it refers to Malchus? Al Tikrav Haloim.
Obviously, this is not the Pasha Pshat in the Pasuk, but Moshe Rabbeinu had aspirations to be king. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew about that, and he said, Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm going to send you for the Shlichus to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim, but don't think you're coming close to becoming Haloim, to becoming the Melech. You and your children, no, unfortunately, you're not going to become the Melech. All you're going to do, you'll be the leader of Klal Yisrael, you'll take them out of Mitzrayim, but you're not going to be all-powerful Melech, and as the Gemara continued on, Melech, so that your children and descendants also will take the Kisei HaMalchus. Because that's not going to happen. Okay? Zokimor Vaita. Back in the Mishnah we said, Bali Mumin, Bein Bali Mumin, Oivrim, Bein Bali Mumin, Kvuim, even though they're not allowed to do the Avoida, they do get a Chelek in eating from the Matonis Kahuna, from the Karbonis that were brought that day in the Beis HaMikdash. How do I know that they get such a chaylik? So, the Gemara is going to go and quote two psukim. One pasuk is going to be the pasuk that's going to tell us that they had the right to eat and to participate, even though they're Bali Mumin, they didn't do the Avoida. But then there's going to be another pasuk that's going to say not only do they have the right to participate, but they're going to be allocated a portion together with all the other Kohanim. So to my mind, how do I know that the Tanu Banav Shteitan Pasik, Shteitan Braisa, Kol Zohar, notice it says 30, that 30 I guess is probably number 12, Kol Zohar, Bivnei Aharin Yechlena, Chok Oilum Darisech, Mish Hashem, Kol Yishig Behem Yikdash, it says, Kol Zohar, Bivnei Aharin Yechlena. Oh, landing more, Kol Zohar, what's the Kol Zohar? The Rambam is Bali Mum. Freit Mor Lamai, what is it coming to include? Ila Achila, are we talking about for eating, that they have the right to eat, even though they're Bali Mumin? It says Befeirish in the pasuk after we enumerate all of the kahanim that are disqualified from doing the avoida because he's an iver or piseach, etc., like we had yesterday in the pasuk. What does it say at the end of those psukim? You have number 13. Lachem alikov mi kodesh hakodashim umena kodeshim yoicha. Even though unfortunately he cannot do the avoida because he's a balbum, but nevertheless he eats mi kodesh hakodashim and from the kodeshim kalim. And you remember yesterday we talked about, why do we need both Kachim Kalam and Kachim Kudishim? That was the last Gemara on Kofalif Amid Beis. So there it already says, Menekadoshim Yoichel. Even though he's a Balmum, he can eat from the Kachim. So why do we have to have a busing now called Zohar Bivnei Haran to go and tell us? Comes to tell us not only Yochlena, but like the Gemara said early, Yechal Kena. He gets a Chalik. So therefore, that's what I learned from the combination of these two psukim. Is Nochem Olutzan Rabbanan Kol Zochel Rabbis Balimum Lamai Ilachil Kvar Nemar Elachem Likom Mikodesh Yadoshim Umer Kodeshim Yoichel Ela Tatei Yechaluki gets a Chedek. He's allocated a portion. Good. Tan Yirach. Now I have another brisa. Now to understand the next two brises, we have to bear in mind that the term or the words Kol Zochar appear three times in the Torah. We wouldn't say three times. So we have number 12, which we just learned, Kol Zochar Benihan Yechlena. That was in the parsha of the parshas Mincha. That when a Yid brings a carbon Mincha, you put the kamitza on the Mizbeach, and all the Shiraim are eaten by Kol Zochar, which come to include even the Bali Mum. But now skip to number 14 on the side. Kol Zochar B'Kahanim Yoichel Oisa, Kodesh Kedoshim He, or Hu, Chvaisnish. And the next one after that is Kol Zochar B'Kahanim Yoichlenu, B'Mokim Kodesh Yeyochel, Kodesh Kedoshim Hu. Now, what are those two other psukim? One pasuk is talking about the carbon chatos, and the other person, the one that's talking about the carbon asham. And that's why the first one of the chatos is kodesh kadoshim he, which is chatos, of course, in the keva, and by the asham, which is always a zachar, kodesh kadoshim hu. So I have three psukim to tell you, kol zachar. For eating mara, what do I need three psukim for? So that's the next two brises. One kol zachar, we already told us, to come tell you that not only does he have a right to eat, but he's allocated a portion. He gets a chedek. Tanya Idach, second price. Exactly, that's why. Kol Zachar, to be marbe, the Bali Mumin Gamken. Not only the Kohanim that did the Sheirut, the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, but even those that were disqualified, the Bali Mumin, they also get a portion. Tanya Idach, Kol Zachar Rabbi's Bali Mumin. Lemai. Ila chivar kvar omer. That's the pasuk lechem alikov mikotchi gadosh. Ila chaluka kari kvar nema. That was the pasuk of kol zochar l'rabbi's bali mumin. So what do I need the new kol zochar by the karm chatos? Sheyochel in the eletam benasa balmum. Balmum mei kari minayin. Maybe when does the Torah say the balmum gets a portion? That's only when he was originally, he had a zman hechsher. Shasa kosher. He was born, Baruch Hashem, Gantz, and everything was fine and wonderful. And unfortunately, later on in life, he became a mumum. Never, there was a traffic accident, he was run over, whatever. Rabbi, he became a mumum. Yes?
So if you you can't speak, it's a balmum?
The Torah is referring to other types of movement. They don't say
personally.
If you can't speak at all, I assume you mean.
No, Ilem. It's a little bit, but.
Moshe was not an Ilem. It was a Kvad Peb, but he wasn't an Ilem.
He had a speech impediment, but he wasn't.
Yeah, he could speak. If you go to page 350, we talk about Dabal Har and Lema. Ish Mizarach Aladoyre Sam, Ashiyev Aimum. He has a mum. Lo yikrav lahakrav lechem lekav. So give me an example of someone has a mum. Ish iver, oi piseach, oi chorum, oi serua, ish ashiyev, oi shever rogel, shever yod, gibein dak tval be'enoi, gorav yalefes moreich oshech. All of these are very heavy duty mumen, but it does not mention ilein, and it does not mention a person who stutters. Only mentions iver, of course, a person who's blind, biseach, he happens to be lema, hinkedika, chorum, asrua, all those others, he's disfigured in one way or the other, but we're not talking about the failure to be able to speak properly. Anyway, getting back to Agimara, so now the question is, maybe only which Baal Mum gets a chelik? He originally was entitled to a chelik because he was a tam when he was born. Only later on in life, unfortunately, became a Baal Mum. Maybe he's the one that's called Zohar, can have a chelik. But Baal Mum may carry someone who's born, unfortunately, with some sort of deficiency, some sort of mum. Meanwhile, how do you know that he also gets a chelik? Tam Lim Kol Zohar, that's a Kol Zohar by the carbon chatos. Tan Yirich, I have another brisa. Kol Zohar, Rabbi's Baal Mum. Lemai. Ilachilo har kvar omer. That's a pasuk. Lechem lekav mikotchi kadoshim yoichem. Ilachaluk har kvar nemer kvar omer. We had that first called zocher by karim mincha. Vila balbum meikare har kvar omer. We already had that in the pasuk by the karim chatas. So what do I need another called zocher by the karim? Asham chiyachem. I would have thought. Now listen carefully. Ainli ele balmum kavua, the only one that is entitled to go and get a chelik on the balimum if he has a permanent mum. Baal mum oiver, if it's only a temporary mum, he has a broken leg, the doctor says within a week, within a month, within 6 months, he'll be back to normal again. Meanwhile, how do I know that he also gets a chelik? Talmud Leimek calls Achar to include the Bali mumen. Frank Timura, did you just hear what you said? It says in the Gemara very clearly. Once you're telling me that a Baal mum kavua, he has a permanent mum, He's entitled to go and get an allocation. So you're going to say, certainly, the whole thing is just a transitory, temporary thing. So it should be just the opposite. You're 100% right. Switch it around and say in the Gemara, if it would only be the previous pasuk from Chatas, I would have thought it's only Baal Mum Oiver, it's only temporary. But Baal Mum Kavur Efshanish, Talmud Loimer. Ravashi, now you don't have to switch it out. The Yitzchak, we need the pasuk. I would have thought he tummy is just like a tummy. My tummy comes to leitor leyachul. Afainami comes to leimasakin leyachul. Kamash malan. In other words, a tummy dick, a person comes to you and says, you know, 364 out of 365 days of the year, I was tar. Just today, I wasn't tummy. Please give me a portion. And we tell him, Rabbit, today you're going to have to suffer temporarily today. And Miachim, you're going to go to the mikveh, you're going to be a tful yom, and then afterwards, tomorrow, you're going to be totally tahar. Then we'll give you back your portion. Don't complain, it's only one day. Okay. Same thing, as I would think by the Baal Mum, who is just a temporary Baal Mum, we tell him, you're going to have to suffer for the next week or two. However, after that, Miachim, you'll be reinstated with full honors to the Kohen, and you'll get your chelik then. So therefore, says Igmara, I would think, by the case of the Baal Mum Kavua, he's unfortunately never going to get back his koiches. The doctors gave him a certificate, permanent disability, he'll never be able to return to, shall I say, normalcy, or regular status. He'll always remain a Baal Mum. Okay, then the Torah says, Baal Mum Kavua, you're going to get your kahuna, you're going to get your allocation of matnas kuna every night from the kabbalists. But the one that's temporary, you tell them, you know, you lost out for a week or two. Be happy that you're not a Baal Mum Kavua, you're only Baal Mum Oiver. So you have to go and eat chulin or truma or whatever, you won't be able to get from the matnas kuna. No. That's why the pasuk said, no, even the Baal Mum Oiver, he also gets just like everybody else. Fine. Next, we had in the Mishnah, Kosha ain't a roi, whoever's not roi la'avoida, says the Mishnah, he does not get a chelik, a portion. And you remember, we learned the Mishnah, Rashi already pointed out at the time, hey, we just said a moment ago, a Baal Mum, even a Baal Mum Kavua, who can never ever do the Avoida, he does get a chelik, based on all of these four psukim that we just learned now. is Achmadach. We already just said that he's not roy to do the avoida, and yet he gets a chelik. And then the Mishnah continues on. Kosheini roy la avoida doesn't get a chelik. Frank the Marvaloi variable mum. The loy roy la avoida b'chelik. One word ago.
So sir.
Yeah. Visu, and I have another kasha. Now this kasha is based on, if you will, a diuk, with the finger, and we're saying, oh, she said kosheini roy la avoida. He is not roy la chelik. Is Achmash b'ha roy la avoida? Does get a chaylik. Now it doesn't say these words, roi lavoy de chaylik. This is just a deal. The reason why I'm focusing on that, because the Gemara is going to go and change its mind in another couple of lines. Okay, so what does the Gemara say? So we learned in the Mishnah, if you're not roi lavoy de, then you don't get a chaylik. Haritame bekarbonos tzibur, he's roi lavoy de, the ain a chaylik. What means the tome carbon tzibur? If you have a carbon tzibur, like the carbon pesa, for instance, or any other carbon tzibur, and Roiv of the Kahanim are Tmeim, or Roiv of Klal Yisrael Tzibur are Tmeim, and so therefore we have to go and bring the Avoida Bituma, and that's what we call Tumah Hutra Bitzibur, or the Chuyi Bitzibur. It's either Hutra or the Chuyi. Yeah, Machlekes. But anyway, the bottom line is a Tumah can do the Avoida. And what's the din by him?
He can't eat the Korbanos.
He doesn't get a Chelik in the Korbanos. He can't eat the Korbanos. So, Frank Demari, you just said now, Kosha Eini Roi La Avoida. It's chaylik. So he made a diuk. Ha roi la voida is chaylik. I, the tamei, he is roi la voida. And made a chaylik. He doesn't get a chaylik. And for the Gemara, even though the Mishnah uses the expression kosheinu roi la voida, what we really mean is kosheinu roi la achila. Roi la achila ka'amar. If you're not roi la achila, you can't be. And we're talking about a tamei. Tamei, yes. Tamei be avoid kabana sibor, he's roi l'avoida, but he's not roi l'achila because he's tamei. Ah, so since he is at that time of the akrav, he's tamei, he's not roi l'achila, therefore he does not get a chelik at night. Okay. Frank Timar, what about a cotton? Cotton is roi l'achila, that ain't a chelik. A cotton is roi l'achila, he's not old enough yet to go and do the avoida, but he's roi l'achila. Kol zocher b'kahanim yecholoyis, the Gemara said before, comes to include also a cotton. But a cotton is roi l'achila, but he doesn't get a chelik, he's going to have to go and ask them, please give me a chelik. In other words, he can eat, but he's going to have to knock on the door and say, kahanim, I'm only a cotton, I couldn't do the avoida, you know, you'll excuse me, but I'm roi l'achila, I'm not tamei or anything like that. Please, could you share some of your portion with me? So the halacha is, he's roi l'achila, v'ein a chelik. So l'chayda, that is choylik on our Mishnah, because we made a diuk, haroi la'avoida, and we changed the word avoida. Haroi la'achila is choylik. I'm roi la'achila, and ain't a choylik, I don't get a choylik. Every mara ha loy kitani. The whole kasha that you're asking from is that visu ha roi la'avoida choylik, or ha roi la'achila choylik. The ha doesn't say in the Mishnah. You're just being medayik that with the diuk. So it doesn't say it. The Feirush, says Rashi, what does the Gemara mean to say? If the Mishnah's halacha on its own perhaps was unnecessary, why was it codified in the Mishnah? Not to tell you the halacha itself, but to tell you the diuk. Says Rashi, I needed the Mishnah to tell you the guf halacha, that if you're not roi la'avoida, or as we amended it, if you're not roi la'achila, you don't get a chelik. I didn't know that otherwise. I need a Mishnah to tell us. So don't now go and say, well, let's extend it further with the diuk. No, no. That haloiktani, stop there. It doesn't say that. No kasha. So Gemara oy bezoi hashad osel lachi. Once you take that as your answer, I don't need to go and change the lashon of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah said kosh iner lavoida ain a choylik, and then you said, oh, is the chmash if you roi lavoida is choylik? I have a problem with the tummy because when I see whether it's roi lavoida, so let's go and change that, not avoida, but rather say roi lachila. I don't need to say lachila anymore. Hashos lachil oilum kirkom meikara, that it says hak in the Mishnah kosh iner lavoida, and he's the one that doesn't get a choylik. And you said, roi lavoida choylik. No. We don't say ha like tani. Doesn't say that deal. We just need it for the Mishnah itself, like it says. Aye, what about imishum tomei? You're going to go and tell me shkol she'in roi lavoida. The tomei is roi lavoida by avoida tzibur. Tomei like tani. It doesn't say that halacha either. Elamai the imishum balmum. That's the stira that we asked before. That the balmum is ain't a roi lavoida, but he is choylik because he's the balmum with the four psukim, the three called zachar, and the other pasuk that we brought in the Amid Alif. Efdimar Rachman Arabia. That's a special ribui hakra. The general rule is that if you're not right to do avoida, you don't get a chelik. Balmum is the exception to the rule because I have these befeidish psukim that say otherwise. So,
the kids don't eat?
I'm sorry?
The children don't eat.
They can't eat. They're not entitled. They're not entitled.
That's right. What's the difference?
You can't demand it as by right.
You come to a chasana, if you have a seating card, you know that you have a chelik. You can sit down at table number 23 and you get your portion. If you don't have a seating card at the chasana, then you go to the balbus. How come you're doing the seating card? I didn't expect you. I didn't order for you. Well, can I eat here anyway?
If there's leftover.
If there's leftover, sure, no problem. In fact, that's why you have on the side, we have a couple of chafing dishes and you can go and take from there. Well, can you get a seat? I'll see if somebody didn't show up. Blah, blah, blah. So that's the difference between you have a chelik, you were invited and you accepted and you get your seating card. Mashenkein, if you didn't get a seating card, you have to ask, please, do you mind if I eat here? No. So that's
what's the principle in Jamestown? If you don't work, you don't eat.
Okay.
What has to do with the ore?
With the ore? The skins. If you are entitled to get, if you have a chedek, you have an allocation of basar, you also get oyres. If you don't have an allocation, then you have to ask. Just like you ask, can I get a piece of meat from the chattas, from the ashram? You ask them, can I get a piece of leather? I am to have a hole in my shoes. I could use a small piece of leather for a patch on the bottom. That would be delightful. And if they're willing to give it to you, you get it. Okay?
Got it.
Very good. Good. Now, how do we know about this Oedis business? It was the same Mishnah at the beginning of the parashah.
Right.
If you want to go back to Tzadik Ches Amid Beis. Tzadik Ches Amid Beis. Tzadik Ches Amid Beis. Yeah.
Kosh Ein Bo Basa.
You with us? Not yet. Almost. Good.
Tzadik Ches?
Tzadik Ches.
Tzach.
Okay.
You got that? Yeah. See the Mishnah? Right, you have the Mishnah, Tful Yom, correct?
Yeah.
Good. Go 6 lines into the Mishnah. Kosha ain't a roi la voida, ain't a chelik babasar. Kosha ain't lay babasar, ain't lay ba'oirais. So if you don't get a chelik in the basar, you don't get the oirais. If you get a chelik in the basar, you get a chelik in the oirais. It's a package deal.
What's up there?
That's a mot. Well,
the bones.
The bones, yeah, and make no bones about it. Okay, let's continue on. Zotim Ayetz Vaiter, it says in the Mishnah. You gotta be tohar to get a chalik. I feel some mishas read that. Bitor mishas hector chalovim. Ain't a chalik. Even if you only tell me at the time of the Zrika Saddam, Zrika Saddam took place 2 o'clock in the afternoon, at that time you were tame, and after that you became tohar mishas hector chalovim, the moshel, if they only brought hector chalovim at night, right? Hector chalovim evorim is called a laila. So they were doing hector chalovim at 8 o'clock at night. By this time, the Kohen is Baruch Hashem Tor. He already went to the mikveh in the afternoon. He already had Erev Shemesh. He's now Tor. Nevertheless, Einu Chaylik. Because the Chaylik is dependent on the Shas Zrika and not the Shas Hector Chalavim, which is very understandable because Hector Chalavim is not Ma'akev anyway. So as long as he was Tor at the time of the Zrika Saddam, then he gets a Chaylik. If he was Tomei then, even though he's Tor at night, B'shas Hekter Chalavim. He did Avoida. I did Hekter Chalavim.
He still did not get a Chalavim.
It wasn't the Royal Avoida at the time of the Zrika. So we see that the Zrika, that is the
magic moment.
The magic moment. That's the guidepost. That's what you have to be Kaddish at that time. Torah at that time. So, Timara, what happens if Stak Kapung Fakert? Hotor B'shas Zrika Saddam. During the Zrika Saddam, he was Torah. Totally. V'tam B'shas Hekter Chalavim. He became Tommy, unfortunately, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Zrika Saddam took place 10 o'clock in the morning. After the Tomat Shul Shachar, we brought the carbon. He's now totally tar, Bishas Zrika Saddam. And then, in the afternoon, 2 o'clock, he became Tomei. He touched a dead sheretz, he touched a nevela, whatever it was. And then they did Hekta Chalovim, for instance, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So he was disqualified, he was Tomei. But then he went to the Mikvah Baruch Hashem, and at night, he was now Tohoir. What's it in? Sounds like from our Mishnah, he's chaylik. He does get a chaylik.
Yeah, because he was tahar at the time of the Zrika, and he's tahar at the time of Shia Sachama.
Exactly. So that lechayda, the milestone that we have to, or the guidepost that we have to meet, is Zrika Saddam. So if you're tahar b'shas Zrika Saddam, you don't get a chaylik. If you're tahar b'shas Zrika Saddam, you do get a chaylik, and hekta chalavim is leimal of leimoyd.
Right.
Says then Gemara, you're right. But you should know it's a mach like his masizin loike abishol the sani abishol aimer lo oilam ena oichel ad sheheitar mishas rika ad shas hekter chalavim. Now literally that sounds like the entire time from the time of zrika. In our example, zrika was 10 o'clock in the morning. Hekter chalavim was 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Oh, right, he became tummy at 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So that entire period, 6 hours from shas rika until shas hekter chalavim. But you'll see in the Gemara momentarily, it's not so simple. It could be that the taich of Abishold is that at the Shas Arika he was tar, and he also was shah, he was tar at the time of the Hekta Chalavim, even if in between he was tame. The Gemara is going to discuss that in another moment. How does Abishol know that there are two guideposts that you have to worry about, not only the Zrika, but also the Hekta Chalavim? The Yom HaKresh, they didn't basic. Hamakrav Estam HaShlamim V'yasa Chedvim B'nei HaHarayim something like that's number one. Over here in the Torah, Ora Sholim, Hamakrav Estam HaShlamim V'yasa Chedvim B'nei HaHarayim. It's Mashvataka, he has to be royal Hakrav of both the Dam and the Chaylev. Then Loisiyah Shaykhiyam. So the Chayra, I have a raya to Abishol from the Pasuk. That's how he dashed in the Pasuk. The Felhekta Chalovim, Nami boy, also have to be Tor at that time.
But since Hekta Chalovim is not Ma'akev, if the Hekta Chalovim doesn't happen, they have a Pasuk Biyotzer or something.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened? According to Abishol, he doesn't eat because there's no Hekta Chalovim?
As long as during the time that they could have, would have, should have brought
Hekta Chalovim. Okay, so it's redeemed, okay.
Exactly. But obviously, Artana Kamar Mishnah disagrees. Because he said, the only one look at the Zrik, we don't Hekta Chalovim. Now, Boy Ravashi, the question that we spoke about a moment ago, when Abishol said that he has to be tor mishas rik adshas hekta chalavim, is that to be understood literally mishas adshas, or maybe what he really said was adshe tor bishas rika and also bishas hekta chalavim? Maybe that was his kavanah. Maybe that's what he said, and that's the shaila by Ravashi. Nitma b'tayim ma'ahu bishas rika bishas hektora be'ina v'ika. He was tor both times. I don't actually tor mishas rika bishas hektora chalav every single moment. Marteiko tish b'yitart. Amar Rava, hay dina mirab luzer Reb Shimon Gambina the Amar b'beis akise. Now this is a fascinating statement of Rava.
Wow.
On the side it says not Rava, it's Rav. Makes no difference.
That
yes. Rab said in the name of Reb Lozer Reb Shimon that the next Shtikul Gemara from here till the bottom of the Amid, which means for the next 15 lines or so, all of this was recited by Reb Lozer Reb Shimon when he was in the Beis HaKisei. Or not that he recited Gemara, he learned it in the Beis HaKisei. Now you're all saying to yourself,
you're not allowed to learn Gemara in the Beis HaKisei.
Who knew Shom Okay, so if everybody can hold their anxiety, please, this is going to be addressed by the Gemara at the very end. But this Gemara is going to ask this kasha. But in the meantime, we're going to have now a fascinating imaginary discussion between a Tvul Yoyim and someone who was on duty that day in the Beis HaMikdash, where the Tvul Yoyim says, please give me a chelik in the carbon. Not only allow me to come in, they're allowed to come in, they're allowed to eat, but I even want a chelik in the carbon. And we're going to see that the one that's in the base media says, I'm sorry, I can't help you. I can't give you. You can eat because I'm tired, macha brucha, but I can't give you a chet. What's this all about? It says, danta. Danta means that this is a way that you could be done and imagine a discussion which has halachic ramifications. Zokimar, but Tvul Yoyim. The Tvul Yoyim comes to the base media at night. The Omer, he says to him, tell me mincha, please. I went to the mikveh, that's true. I was tummy during the day. I went to the mikveh, I had Erev Shemesh. I'd like to share with the Karim Mincha, with all the wonderful Kana. Please give me a chet. Boy, should be able to eat. Omaloi. So now, we're going to have to focus, Rabbi say, on the Pratim, but it's not difficult, but you got to focus attention. Says the Koyin to him, the one that's denying him that chet. And he makes a Kal V'chaim. He says, Uma, I'm going to make a Kal V'chaim for you. Uma im b'makim shiyofa koychecha v'chatoscha. When you bring your own carbon chatos, Mr. Kohen or Rabbi Kohen, you get a yipui koyach. What means yipui koyach? You have a stronger koyach than normal. And what is that stronger koyach? Says Rashi. That anybody that wants, any Kohen that is, that wants to bring a carbon chatos, me a Yisrael, or even our good friend Reuven Halevi, if we bring a carbon chatos into the Beis HaMikdash, we hand it over to the Kohanim, and now it's theirs. We have nothing more to say. They're the one, going to be the ones that are going to appoint the one that's going to be the Shoykhan and the Mekabal Dam and the Moylech Hasadam and the Zorik Hasadam, and they're the ones that are going to go and share the carbon at night. But what happens if a carbon, if a Kohen brings his own carbon chatas into the Beis HaMikdash?
He has the right to do all the avoda and to keep all the...
How do you know that?
We learned it already earlier in the parak somewhere. In the
good, fine. So for those of you that don't remember from somewhere else, it granted was a Gemara in Bava Kama, but you have the Rashi over here. Rashi is about 5 or 6 lines lower than where we are in the Gemara. Oh, ma im b'makom shiyofa koicha b'chatoscha, says Rashi. The koina mechuyev chatas mevi'oi, Umakriv, he can do the akriv afilu b'mishmar shalai. Even though this mishmar is a mishmar of Yedaya or Yehayariv or somebody else, what? And he's not in that mishmar, I don't care. It's my karm chatas, I'm bringing it today. Va'avidasa va'oyre shalai. It all belongs to me.
Right.
How do I know? Tari goes above a kama. Minayin l'koyin shibo makriv kumnois b'chaleis v'chol shashi yetzitam b'loimer. Uva v'chol avis nafshai. He, the Kohen, can come whenever he wants, whenever he has a taiva. V'sheireis. And then he gets, how do I know it all belongs to him? The pasuk continues on. V'sheis kadoshim v'lo yiyu. He himself, the brought his own kachim, he can keep it. He doesn't have to share it with anybody.
Right.
Ah. So now says, again, back to the Gemara, the kosher Kohen says to the Kohen t'vol yoyim, umab im b'mokim shi'af v'koyecha b'chatoscha. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you a yipa koyach, like to all the kahanim, that if you would bring your own karmachatas, you can bring it and you keep it, and it's all yours. But nevertheless, the chisicha mechatas Yisrael. However, Kadosh Baruch Hu pushed you aside from the chatas Yisrael, now that you happen to be a tvul yoyim. That a tvul yoyim does not get a chelik, like we learned in the Mishnah,
right.
And we learned it from the Basik. Hakoyne mechate oiso yechlana yechalkana, he has to be roi lechitoy. You're not roi lechitoy. You don't get a chelik. But we're not talking about chatas, we're talking about a mincha. Ah, so ma'adach in a mokim sheyofa koicha b'chatascha. By a chatas, you have groisa koichas. You keep it for yourself. The chisisa me chatas yisrael b'chatas yisrael, you're pushed aside. You don't get a chelik. Mokim shehura koicha b'minchascha. Here, when it comes to your own carbon mincha, the koich of a koyin is much schwacher, because if a koyin brings his own carbon mincha, kula kol kol tia, nobody eats from it, you don't eat from it, and therefore your koiches are really, really schwach by a mincha compared to a chatas. Saying the din of the chachem minchas Yisrael, since I can push you away by the chatas Yisrael, I could certainly push you away by the minchas Yisrael. Makes a lot of sense. Think about the kal v'chaymer.
Yeah.
Says now the tvul yoyim. Don't think that I'm a fool. I knew all of these halachas. Uma im de chisani mechatas Yisrael. It's taka true. I've been pushed away from chatas Yisrael. Shekain. Thank you. Shekishain. Sheyofa koichi kach yofa koichacha. In the case of the chatas, where I am able to bring it, like you said before,
right.
That Kodesh Baruch gave an extra exclusive that you can bring it for yourself exclusively, just like Kodesh Baruch gave me that ibakoyach, kach yofa koichacha. You too, the Kohen who is Tohar and who is talking to me, you have that same Yipa Koyach. Now, Tadichaini mi mincha, you want to push me away from a carbon mincha, Shekishem Shehura Koychi. It's not true that my Koyach in a carbon mincha is shvacher than my Koyach in the Koyach of the Chattas. Because the Chattas, I can keep it for myself. And the mincha, I can't even eat a morsel because I'm a Kohen. Guess what? You're the same. You're in the same boat as me. Kachura Koychacha. And therefore, just like you're telling me, your koyach in chatas is shvach, and then certainly your koyach in a kar mincha, guess what? You have those exact same rules as you gave me.
Exactly. So you can't eat a mincha of your coin either, because it's, remember who brings it? If it's a coin, it's totally burned.
Exactly. So don't throw me away, says the koyin who's doing the avoida. You're right. In terms of the kal v'choymer, you have a good pircha, good gefrek, good gezot, hari oimer, but it's a pasik. There's a pasuk legabi the carbon mincha. Look at number two. V'chol mincha shetiofu batan v'chol nasu marcheshavam machlas. La'koyin ha-makrev oisa lo'isia. If you would have been makrev, if at least you would be roi la'akrova, boy, come, hakrev, bring the carbon v'achol. But you can't be boy v'hakrev.
Because
it's v'chol yom. You can't eat. So that was the first imaginary discussion between the t'vol yom and the tar. And now we go from mincha to a carbon chatas. And again, you have your koyin who's a tvul yoyim and says, tell me chatas Yisrael v'aycha, please give me a piece of the chatas Yisrael. I'd like to go and have a chelik. Omalei. So now the koyin who's Torah says to him, umah b'mokim shura koychi b'minchosi. My koych and mincha is very, very shvach.
Right?
Right? He's acknowledging that I'm shvach because right. I'm a koyin. I don't get a chelik in my carbon mincha. Nobody gets a chelik in my
mincha's koyin.
Exactly, mincha's koyin. But nevertheless, the chisicha mincha's Yisrael. But based on that previous lima that we just had, I pushed you aside from mincha's Yisrael because the pasuk says, "Boy hakrei v'achol," and you're not able to. So even though hura koichim and chasi, but I still have enough strength that I can push you aside. No, tvul yoyim, you don't get mincha's Yisrael. Mokim Shiyofa Koich Bechadosi. Here by Karman Chatas, which we're talking about, if it would be my own Karman Chatas, I'm so much stronger.
Not to share with anybody.
Exactly. Ein Edim Techavada Nevada, that I'm strengthened to Shadich Chamechatas Yisrael. Madach, I could push you away from the Karman Mincha, where I'm Shvach, just like you. Then certainly I should be able to push you away from the Karman Chatas, where I'm so much stronger because of the fact that I could keep the Chatas for myself. I can
Were it mine. But not Chatas Yisrael.
No, fine. That's what he said. You have the koich b'chatas, you were mine, correct? But in then, so certainly I can't push you away from Chatas Yisrael. The chur, the kavuchim, is a good kavuchim. And again, the Tzvul Yoyim answers the same way. Amalei, umma im shinti chisani, minchas Yisrael. It's true that you're able to push me away from the minchas Yisrael, like we had the previous pasuk. Boy, hakrei v'achoyl. Shekishem juhur koich echa, kachur koichi. Just like you said about yourself. You're Taka Shvach, I'm also Shvach. But Tatrichen, based on this, you want to push me away, Mechatas Yisrael, Shekshashem, Sheyofa Koychecha, just like your Koych is strong by your own Karma Chatas, that you keep it for yourself, you don't have to share it. Kachyofa Koychi, I'm also strong when it comes to Karma Chatas. So don't tell me because you're so strong in the Karma Chatas, oh, I'm Superman, I take the Chatas for myself, I don't have to share it with anybody. That's why I can throw you out and say you don't get a Chatas Yisrael. Guess what? If it was my Karma Chatas, I'd also be Superman.
You out. I could throw you out.
Exactly. Right. So what's the raya from that you can throw me out from the Chatas Yisrael, which has nothing to do with your Chatas or my Chatas. The Chatas Yisrael, says back the Koyin, the Kosher Koyin, you're right. The Koyin, the Kav HaKoyin, is Gunisht. Haryoin would have a posse. It says, HaKoyin HaMechate Oysa Yechlenen.
The work.
From the Loshen Chitoy.
Right.
Boy, Chatei. You'll notice Yud Gimel is the Shina Nischois. He said, Chas Hashem Chet, do a Chet to bring your own Karma Chatas.
No.
And he said, Chatei, do the Chitoy, do the Avoid of Achon, and you'll be able to go and eat. Okay, so that was number two. Mincha and the Chatas. And now we get to a Karma Shlom.
It's basically the same argument. It's just,
all the same.
It's just packaged with different Pesukim.
Exactly right. Omalei. So again, the Tvul Yoyim comes to him and says to him, tell me, Mechaz B'shoi Kvo Eichel, I'm a Tvul Yoyim. Do me a favor. I went to the Mikvah, Erev Shemesh, let me share in the Chaz B'shoik. You had a yibe koich b'yon kom chatas. You can bring it by yourself, but nevertheless, the chisicha mechatas Yisrael, based on the earlier argument, push you away from chatas Yisrael. Based on that pasuk, boy chatei v'achoil. You unfortunately could not do the avoida. You can't bring the chatas Yisrael. Mokim shehura koich b'shlamim. By shlamim, your koich is very very shvach. Why is it shvach? She'en lechem behen el chaz v'shoik. The other kabbanis, the mincha and the case of the Chatos, then we have the entire carbon. Of course, you have to share it with the other Kahanim, but you get the entire carbon. Mashen Kedishlami, you get this puny little Chaz B'Shoik. So therefore, Hura Koichecha, your Koiches are so much inferior or decreased. And I didn't Chadi Chachan and Avad, Malach, I can go and push you away by the Chatos, where you have a Yipa Koich. Whew, you can bring your own Karma Chatos, keep the whole thing for yourself, and I can push you away from Chatos Yisrael. Certainly by the Shlomo, you have such a Shvacha Koich, you only get the Chatos B'Shoik, the Navada can push you away. And of course, what does the Tvul Yoyim respond to him? Man Dechisani Michatos, you know why you were able to push me away from Chatos? Shekein Hura, or Dechisani, that he himself was pushed away from Chatos, that is the first Koyin. Shekein Hura Koichi, Eitzel Noshai V'Avodai, Tadcheni Michoz B'Shoik, Shekein Yava Koichi, Eitzel Noshai V'Avodai. What he's saying is, you're trying to bring a raya from Machatas to the case of the Chaz B'Shoik of the Shlomim. It's taka true. By the Chatas, you pushed me aside. How are you able to push me aside? Because the Chatas, I have a Shvachar Koyach. Although we spoke about the fact that he brings his own Chatas, is Yipoy Koyach, he can keep the whole thing for himself. But what about a regular Karm Chatas when I'm Tohoyer? What am I entitled to? I can eat it myself.
My chelik of the busser, that's it.
But I can't give it to my wife. No, I can't give it to my children. Right. I can't give it to Abadi. But not to his Banais. So Nosha Evavoda, we spoke about Evodim yesterday,
right?
I can't give it to my wives, and I can't give it to my Avodim, and I can't give it to my daughters. So that's why I'm Takeshvacha. Oh, but Tadcheni Mimchaz B'Shoik, you want to push me Mimchaz B'Shoik? I have a Yipay Koyach by Chaz B'Shoik, because I can split it up and give it to the rest of my family. Eitzel Nosha V'Avodai. So therefore, he defeated the Kal V'Chomer of the Kosher Koyin. Say again, the kosher koyin says to him, "I'm posik. La koyin hazoyrek estam eshlamim lo yeh boy zeroik b'achol. If you happen to be tar, do a zrika.
I can't come until
you. He can't do the zrika.
You don't work, you don't eat.
No tiki, no washi, no zrika, no food, you don't get a chaylik.
Excuse me, if a kohen brings his own shlamim, does he keep his own chazer shok? Does he have to give it, because it's bichuram, does he have to give it to a brother kohen?
Don't know. Okay, so now, says the Gemara, after all of these three back and forth, the Shakla Vitari by the Mincha, by the Chatos, and the Chaz Vishoyim by the Shlamim, is Yotza now,
Vachol, Vachol, there's the first one in line. Yotza Tvulyon, Vakolov, Vachomrov.
Yeah, yeah.
After the Yeralef,
after the Yeralef. Okay, yeah, oh, good, thank you. But, Zroik Vachol. See now, Yotze Tvulyoim, the Tvulyoim now leaves Medeganza Kakoila, the Chamoirav al Roshim, the Alla Kalvachim on his head.
No food in his basket.
Exactly. The Loshen Igmar is a bit full of Shver, because the Koila v'chamoyra pushpshat means the Kalvachimers.
Right.
He takes those back, he keeps it on his head, meaning, but he gets no food.
Right.
But the truth of the matter is, the Tvulyoim wasn't the one that made the Kalvachimers. It was the kosher carbon, kosher Kohen that made all the Kalvachimers.
The Kalvachimers of the kosher Kohen, and that's all he leaves with.
Okay, so that would be one pshat. Mm. Another pshat that Mefarshim say is that after all, he gave answers to each of the Kalvachimers. He asked Birchas and says, it's not a Kalvachimers got me this purpose, but it's Chomer for this, or it's Chomer for that, but it's Kalvachimers for that. Just like we had now by the Chaz V'Shoy compared to the Chattas. Avada the Chattas is a Kachi Kudishim, it's much more Chomer than the Chaz V'Shoy. But on the other hand, Chaz V'Shoy, I have the Yipa Koyach, I can split it among my family, you can't split it among the family of the Chattas. So therefore you have the Kalam V'Chamoyrim, he takes it in Bechanis head, and he leaves
hungry.
Hungry, exactly right. But don't think that he leaves hungry all on his own. Oh, so there's another one that says, a very nice pshat, all these pshats were nice, but he says, V'Chomiv Al-Roshoy, the Koyin Kosher was not able to defeat him with logic, with the logic of Chaim. It was only Psukim. And so therefore this is, he's going back with tribute. In other words, he's saying, Tzvulyoim, you're a Gevaldi Talmud Chochem, and you return with, if you will,
undefeated
with a beautiful sign on your head that you were able to go and establish the real Kalvachoymes, right, and to respond to the Kalvachoymes. So it's a sign of respect, not a sign of negative
never. Not defeat, but success.
Exactly. Al-Rosha.
Oh, he's still hungry.
You can, that's for sure. But the Tvulyom doesn't go out by himself. Oinen mi aminoi, and the Mechusa Kapara mi smoyle. The other two.
He's not like Achav.
Baruch Hashem, they have an escort. He goes to the Oinen Mechusa Kapara, which we learned in the Mishnah also, unfortunately, do not eat. Then we could go through the whole Shakla Batari again with the Oinen and the Mechusa Kapara. Freik Digmara, Poruch Rabachoy. Rabachoy says, how can we stop after Shlomen? Leimalei, why don't we give another example? Tell me, Mabachor vi oichel. That what happens is the Tvulyoim comes in sheepishly and says, I want, please give me a chedek in the Bechor. Sheepishly, right? Yeah, the sheep. He wants to get it. Where is Shelly? Tell me, Bechor, give me a chedek of the Bechor. I want to eat from the Bechor. Why did we leave after the Shlomim? He wants a chedek of the Bechor. Mishum da Omale. Because the Chor, I can go through the same Shakla Vataria. And that is that the Kosher Kohen says to him, Umma b'mokim shuhura koichi b'chatos eitzel noshe v'avodai. I, the administering Kohen, the Kohen Kosher, Ataka, my koyich bechatas is shvacha, like we said a moment ago.
Right.
I cannot share it with the rest of my family. Right. Only the zchor. Oh, but the chisich, when I'm able to push you away, mechatas Yisrael, based on the psukim that we had before, right, you were not mechate, right, you didn't chitoy, I can throw you out. Is mokum shev yofa koyichi bebechor, tekuli delihi. Bechor, as we know, it's not a chaz b'shoik. The koyin gets the entire bechor.
Right.
I have a tremendous heap of koyich. Saying it didn't shech, dachachum yimena, avad, I can push you out the door. Madach by the chatas, I have only a small, only portion for myself. I can't share with the family. But I have that strong koyach to throw you out, not give you from the chatas. Here by the bechor, that the whole thing belongs to me, not just the chaz b'shoik, and not just for me. I can give it to my whole mishpoch and everything. It's a much stronger koyches. The chavad, I can go and throw you out. Shedachem imenu. And guess what? And the Tvulyoim responds in kind.
No. The kosher responds. The Tvulyoim is the one who's making. Is the Tvulyoim making the argument? The Tvulyoim is making the bakasha.
The Tvulyoim made the bakasha, I'd like to go and eat.
Right. Whose bechor is it? The bechor...
Put aside that question.
I understand. Yeah.
But the Kohen Kosher says to him, says Rabbi Choy, the Choy the Braiser should have added one more case.
Right.
Or Rabbi Lozer Reb Shimon, who's learning this or taught this from the Beis HaKisei, he should have added one more case.
Right.
What would be the additional case? Tell him bechor vi oichel. Now, what is the Kohen Toher going to tell him? He's going to tell him, no, I'm throwing you out. I'm not going to give you a chelik. Because ma b'mokim shura koichi b'chatas. Eitzim noshav avodai. I, unfortunately, do not have the full koyach right. When it comes to chatos, because I can't give it to my family. But to the chisich, but I had that full koyach to throw you out in chatos Yisrael. Mokim shiyof a koyachi b'bechor, but b'chor I have a tremendous yipur koyach. The kulei deli, the whole b'chor belongs to me, I can give it to my whole family and to everybody. I get the ganze b'chor. Ain't a din shedachim yinu avada, I can go and throw you out the door and say, Mister, get out of here. You're not entitled based on this
kavuchim. This is the kosher talking, not the
tzvoyim. Does it work, the kavuchim? Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. So that's why, and it didn't for sure, I'm going to throw you out. Now the person's going to respond. Again, the tzvoyim says, Uma im dechisani michatos, you know why you were able to throw me out by chatos? Shekeshem shehura koichicha, kachura koichi. The same hiroas koich that you had, that you don't have the nosh mavodim and to be able to eat, guess what? I have that same hura koyach. But now, tadichenim b'chor, now you want to throw me out by the b'chor. Shekishem sheyofa koychecha. By the b'chor, you have a yipa koyach. And what is that?
To feed everybody.
Because the kulei deli, guess what? Kachi yofa koyach, I have the exact same yipa koyach. And so therefore, don't say, well, my koyach b'chor is stronger than my koyach chatas. If I can throw you out for chatas, I can throw you out for b'chor. The same deficiency that you had by chatas, I have. And the same yipa koyach, I have. So we're exactly on the same page. What are you throwing me out? So what should he do? Like the Gemara said before, Hari Oymer, Stomam, Tizrei, Kal Mizbeach, Veskalbam, Takdir. This is talking about a b'chor, right? Number five.
Ach
b'chor, shor b'chor, kes b'chor, eis. What's Satan passing? Has Domam, Tizrei, Veskalbam, Takdir. Uvesarim, Yelach. Boy, kumt, zroik, estamim tizroik, and so miyalach, and then vachol, then you're going to go and eat. So why taka did we couldn't repeat, why do we only repeat ourselves three times? You could repeat ourselves four times. As we pray to Abachoy, to Rebbe Lozer,
to Rav.
Okay, to Rav, fine. He's asking, leave Rebbe Lozer, why did we add that as argument number four? Lidach, what does Rebbe Lozer Shimon taka say? He says, Parech, he says the reason, or the Gemara is asking Parech, why didn't we ask this as well? He says, or Parech, I'm asking on you. Miksiv uvsaram la koyin hazoirek uvsaram yelach ksiv la fil la koyin acher. Meaning, if you look at the other psukim, there's a direct correlation
lo
between the other.
Have
the koyin amakriv lo yia and
lo tia
ha koyin machate oisa yechlena. That koyin that does the avoider. What do we say by the chaz b'shoyk? Same thing. He had the same boss. It was he went in the room.
Number four.
Oh, lekoyin hazoyrik is damnum shlomim lo yia. So each time we're saying you are the makrev, you are the machate, you are the zoyrik.
Lo singular.
Very good. Lo yia. Here at the pasuk, not so much out the singular, but we have two separate thoughts. It says in the pasuk when you get a bechor shor, bechor kesef, bechor eitz, what do you do with it? Chalvam takter damnum tizrei chalvam takter done. Oh, by the way, you're going to go and get the bus. This is, in fact, the next bus, not even the same bus. What are you going to do with the bus of the Bukhar? You give it to the Kahanan. But it doesn't say in this bus, based on if you are the Zoyre Kadam and you're the Makr of the Makr of the Chayyid. It says, yes, Kahanan, that will be your job. Your job will be the Dom Tizrek and the Chalvam Takter. Yeah, good. What about the bus? The bus will belong to the Kahanan. Doesn't say, it says Yalach, it's all just the Lashon singular.
Okay.
So therefore the Torah does not combine those two and merge the two concepts that it's a tit for tat. You do avoida, you get a shtickle. No, you do the avoida, period. Oh, by the way, you get basa. So therefore you couldn't have feared those, you couldn't have ended this discussion by saying, but Zeroik Vachol, because it's not true. That's not what the Pasuk is telling you. It's telling you Kahanim, do the avoida. Done. Do it. Oh, by Banachto, by the way, what are you going to do with the basa? Yalach, you're going to go and the Kehanim are going to get it. So therefore, fill the coin acher, fill another coin too. And therefore, that's why we did not include that in the discussion. Rashi, by the way, points out, and I thought you were leading up to this, and maybe that's what you were hinting at a few minutes ago, that the truth of the matter is that Bechor is not given out chalakim. When a person has Bechor, it's just like he has Truma.
It's like he brings his own shlomim.
Exactly. So Rashi asks this kasha. If you look at the three lines from the bottom of the Amud, Es domam tizroik, the Bechor ksiv, bo. Zeroik va'achoil. You have a b'feir shirai from this. The Rashi did not have the Torah ashol or asholim on the other side. On the side, because otherwise you could say, just look at number five. It says in the pasuk, abachar shor abachar kesef. He didn't have that. So therefore, he's telling you, Rabbi, say you don't have to look it up in the pasuk. I already looked it up. It's done in Tizrik. We're talking about a bechar. Bozrik v'achoil. Frank Dietz Rashi, the Avagab in Bechor Nechel, the Machloikis. Machloikis over here doesn't mean a Machloikis, it means Bechaluka. Right. You don't get an allocation of Bechor. She knows in Lash, and she Mishmar, and the Kokoin she Yerza, just like Truma, or like Pidyon Bechor. When you go and give Truma to a coin, you don't have to give it to the whole Mishmar. And like we have...
Give it to the Tovah Sanat, to the coin you want.
Exactly. And even today, Pidyon HaBen. Do you have to go and call 100 Kahanim together and go
and
say...
Find kosher coin and you're done.
Exactly. However, says Rashi, Mi yutepek lan mina, tol yitnu b'chor, elemi sh'ro'i la'avoyda b'yoyseshah. What Abachoy was telling us, you should have threw in this halacha b'chor to let you know, at least... That was what the kohen who's kosher says to the kohen who is a tvul yayin, that as long as you're not roi lavoida, you're not entitled to go and get the b'chor. Oh, tonight you're going to go and be roi lavoida again? Then I'll give you the b'chor then.
But tonight you can't do the avoda because it's laila.
100%. Yeah. But you have to be a person who's roi lavoida, regardless of he's a mechusas man. But tomorrow morning you can do the avoda. So don't give it to him now. Give it to him in the morning when he'll be roy to the
And actually, Bechor is Nechol Shnei Yomim B'lai Lecha, like a Shlomim, right? Bechor and a Meiser is Pesach, Eina El Chatzos El Tzli.
I think you're right.
So this is like the Shlomim. I was asking for about a Shlomim. Yeah. If a Kohen brings his own Shlomim.
Can you wait? We'll finish the Gemara. And we'll release everybody and we'll talk about the Shlomim. Right, Gemara. That question that was bothering everybody 20 minutes ago, basically, how does it say that Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon taught this halacha from the basic kitch, say, the hechi avidachi, v'amar Rabbi Baruchan, amar Rabbi Yechon, v'chon mokim muta lahar her. You're always allowed to be mahar in Dvar Halacha, in Gemara, in Torah, chutz v'merchutz, unless you're in the bathhouse. We basically say, Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon for the last 15, 20 minutes, for him it probably took 10 seconds, but the last 20 minutes that we've been learning, he's saying the basic kitch, say, after mother Oinsoi Shani, what means Oinsoi? Last Rashi, Oinsoi, Choice Shmuasi Shigura Befiv, Umaharba Al Korchai. He couldn't get it out of his system. He's constantly thinking, just like today, some people can't get Trump out of the system. They wake up, what did Trump do? They go to sleep, what did Trump, what is he going to do? Trump. They can't get it out of their minds. Lahavdal Alfi Abdullah, Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, who was so odduk and so dovik in the Torah. He couldn't get out this shmu from his mind. The Digmasi Shemati in the Sefer Kiddushin, you have a similar story over there. And therefore, it was Baal Korche. You're not allowed to chas v'shom.
Now control.
He couldn't help himself. Oynes Rachmona Patrei. There's a famous story, as you know, we've repeated this story in the past. There was a great Oysher in town, a very, very wealthy individual. Mm-hmm. And what was that wealthy individual? He unfortunately was a big, big Amuretz. It means he knew nothing. And number two, he was not a charitable individual. He didn't give any tzedakah, didn't do any masim toivim. Mm-hmm. One day, he was 120 and he passed away. The family came over to the Ruv and they asked the Ruv, please, you're going to be in charge of the Vaya, make a nice hesped tomorrow, say something nice about our father. He says to himself, what can I say? You know, he didn't learn, he never came to any shiurim. Exactly, he never came to any shiurim. He never went and gave a penny for tzedakah, not to aniyim, not to the yeshiva, not to the cheder, not to anybody. What am I going to say about him? Rebbe, please say something nice. Say something nice. So what did he do? So the next day, in fact, he gave his shiur. What did he say? He gave the hesed. And there's a Gemara, I think it's in the Brachos, Barry will remember what it is. The Gemara says, they asked a whole slew of Tanoim and Amoroim, Bameh Herachta Yom. What schus did you have to be Marach Yom? So he said about this one, that one, and then it said about one of the Tanoim and Amoroim, Shloi Hir Her B'mavuois HaMetunofois, that when he ever went through a Movi Metunof, in other words, a street that was filled. Why was it filth? Because there was dog feces, and it stunk, and the velis, and dead shrots, and he was very, very careful never to maharib a divrei Torah. He always avoided it, and he went on another street, etc. So he said, one can say about this person that just passed away, he had the madrig of this great rabbi in the Talmud, he also was never maharib a Torah in the Mavois HaMetunofois, he never have to worry about it. So have a wonderful day, everybody. Mitch, tomorrow, unfortunately, I'm sorry. Get back to yourself. I'm sorry.